Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's right, Q. That's a hell of a drop. Happy offseason to all of them. I can only imagine 162 games. What are they doing? 885 days or something like that?
Well, they do 162 regular season games. Now add 30 more spring training games onto that, right? And if you're in the playoffs, now you've got three more at least added onto that. If you're the Yankees, Boston, all the teams that moved on today. So you're at 195 games already. And if you advance further into the playoffs, you're well over 200 games. Remember, there's only 365 days of the year.
They're sometimes playing all these games.
Or 366, depending on the leap year. So it's crazy to see that they play that many baseball games, man. It's a lot.
I will say this, and I don't know why I just thought about this weird brain up there. Is that one of the most underrated Chiefs dynasty stats? Like the amount of games they played in three, and I guess it'd be like five consecutive years now.
Yeah, for sure.
And yet still are there.
Yeah, they've played an entire season of postseason games, right? So you think Patrick Mahomes is like in year eight. He's actually in year nine of
playing.
It's like
dog years.
Right? Yeah, no, it is. People don't factor that in. I mean, you know, over the course of the season, when you think about the Chiefs playing to the last game of the year, which is obviously a blessing, you have a lot of teams that are already got a month into their offseason. They're not playing all those extra games.
If you're Carolina, the Saints, the Jets.
Like you
haven't played. How many teams are eliminated right now in the NFL?
Well, the Saints are eliminated, the Titans are eliminated, and the Jets are eliminated.
Miami.
They lost Miami, Cleveland, Cincinnati. That's 16.
And you said Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee's the worst team.
You see, their coach is mad at Cam Ward.
Their coach is mad at everybody. He's mad at the media.
You gotta go, dude. Like it's time.
What's he mad at Cam Ward about now?
Because it seems buck. He's keeping it buck that they're ass. Well, he's like, he's a young kid. He's learned how to talk.
Yeah, he's learned the PR.
Look, I'm around young kids all the time at high school events. He talks like the young kids talk in high school. They all say that. Do you know how many times my kids call me bro?
I love it.
That's great.
I mean, it's bro. I mean, Mac, I mean, you're in that generation. it's true. It's like you're still kind of that generation. You say bro a lot.
I've always said bro. You ever make dinner and your kids say goodbye and like, damn, Dad, this is fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they don't do that when my wife cooks, but when I do, I mean, yeah, there's no question about it. It's fire. They love it because I put love. I cook with love in my meals.
Did you cook last? Oh, no, you
were we were at tennis. Then there was a bonfire. Like, I wasn't home yesterday.
That was takeout or to go?
You know what I had for dinner last night? So I want to shout out to the KC Crime Convention. They had me be part of their luncheon yesterday. We honored the police officers, over 400 police officers and police women in attendance yesterday, and got to conduct a chat with Alex Gordon and Willie Wilson. It was awesome. Those guys are fantastic. And shout out to all the police officers out there. I know we got a lot listened. A lot came up to me yesterday. So there are 60 different police districts and municipalities in the area. I think somebody from every municipality came up. Wow. So we listen to you guys every morning. We love you. So if you're out in your patrol car today, shout us out on the text line. Let us know where you are. We'll shout you out, and we appreciate you guys.
And then get in front of me on the way home so on 435 I don't have any traffic.
That's exactly
right.
I'll
just follow you like a Priest Holmes and you're Tony Richardson. We'll get there.
Get the thing going, right. The convoy going. And so then I went out to Bonner Springs where they had tennis all day yesterday. And so I was out there. So by the time I got home, it was 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. I opened the fridge. Obviously, there's nothing in there. And for me to say there's nothing.
As I say, you're not being a child, but there's nothing in the fridge.
No, there was nothing in the fridge. And so I had a rice cake with peanut butter, a rice cake with Nutella, a protein bar, and some gelato that I picked up at Hy-Vee. That is that Teo gelato that is fantastic. Oh, my God. It's so good. And it's only available at Hy-Vee. And it is phenomenal. And it is wonderful. And that was my dinner last night, Dusty. Meanwhile, you're eating cilantro lime rice and salmon and like all this stuff. And I'm like, if I could just get a morsel of food around here, please, I'm starving.
You can come move in for a week if you need to get away.
I have to.
I mean, it's, you can ask Mac. He got the enchiladas.
So
the enchiladas. I was going to take some of those, but I was like, I wasn't going to be home at all. They would have been like melting in Bonner Springs.
Yeah, yesterday. At this point, last night, hearing that story.
I know.
Screw it.
Shout out Bonner Springs High School too. Their football helmets are fire, man. Matte, black, orange. They got the number on one side.
Nice.
They got their B for Bonner Springs on the other. I love it, man.
That sounds good.
I'm a sucker for any kind of matte helmet, so it was awesome.
I'm a sucker for a bold take in sports. And I... anyways, here's Harold Reynolds on the Shohei Ohtani Babe Ruth debate.
Shohei Ohtani is just invoking all the memories I had when I would tell my brothers to watch Michael Jordan play. If you see Michael Jordan play, stop what you're doing and enjoy, because there's a day you'll regret not watching every single at-bat Shohei Ohtani takes. For him to start the game in the bottom of the first with a home run against Hunter Green and then hit one of the most gargantuan home runs I've ever seen at Dodger Stadium, he is reminding all of us how much of a superstar he is.
They haven't even pitched yet. Remember we used to say, Babe Ruth was great. Babe Ruth isn't even in the stratosphere with this guy. This is the greatest baseball player we've ever seen.
There are people that get upset when people say that.
They can get upset they want.
You don't know. Babe couldn't run like this dude. Not anywhere near close. He couldn't throw the ball as hard as this dude.
He couldn't do what this guy did. He had a flair, and that's where they both fit.
So that's MLB Network last night before the Dodgers and Reds game takes on. And I've always said that I've never classified Babe Ruth as one of the top baseball players of all time. And I know there are people that are probably like, Tusty, come on. Like, I understand it's not his fault of the time that he was alive and when he was around, where, you know, Squirrely Dean was throwing 65-mile-an-hour fastballs, and here's this, you know, guy that's a milk delivery guy that pitches during the night but delivers milk during the day. Like, the talent feel wasn't there.
No, the talent, clearly.
Oil Can
Boyd. Yeah, he was probably the Red Sox could have used him last night.
That was his guy. His name was Sparky Joe Kirby. He could throw a really, really fastball. And, oh, my God, Jackie Robinson exists. Shout out to the Shane Gillis stand-up. But, no, I've never classified Babe as, to me, the greatest of all time. And after I heard this last night and I kind of thought about it, I don't know if there is a solidified greatest of all time in baseball, because I will sit on my back porch and do a Patio Sessions podcast with anyone and everyone and just defend Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's who I'll defend because of what he presents. Now, there are people that will say Shohei Ohtani. Well, when Shohei Ohtani gets to the accolades that Willie Mays gets to, we can have a conversation. I've always thought Willie Mays, to me, with the makeup per se and the talent that he had and he possessed, power, speed, like maybe the original, maybe not the original, but one of the first five-tool players we'd ever seen.
Yeah.
The great catch, obviously the immaculate catch, center fielder, not the immaculate catch, but it's the greatest catch center field in baseball. And then Jim Edmonds said, hold my beer in Kauffman Stadium one night. And so, like, Babe never really up there. Shohei Ohtani is a special freak human being. And this has always been a take that I've held in my back pocket, because we will see another Patrick Mahomes before we will see another Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question.
And that, to me, is one of those conversations where, like, you hear it right away. It's like when you try food for the first time, you're like, ooh, didn't like that. But then all of a sudden you get the aftertaste. You're like, you know what? I appreciated that. That was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We will see. I mean, we saw Joe Montana. Then we saw John Elway. Then we saw Favre. Then we saw Rodgers, Manning, Brady, Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks. we've never seen anything like Shohei Ohtani. And if he continues this, right, because he does feel, he does, you know, steal bases. He does hit for power. He does pitch. And when he does pitch, he's pretty dominant. Yeah. Now he's had a little setback because of the Tommy John, but he's pitching game one of the NLDS. And I can guarantee you the reason he didn't pitch a lot of innings is because of this moment.
That's right.
Because the Dodgers have the ace of spades in their back pocket. And that is arguably the best baseball player we have seen since peak Mike Trout.
Yeah, no, I think Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time because of the times. And you know, what you said about Babe Ruth, you're right, the competition wasn't great. But the competition wasn't great for Willie Mays either to where it is right now. And I have a hard time saying guys from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s are better athletes in any sport than the guys that are playing today. You mentioned the milkman. You're right. Guys were doing their day job and then going and pitching at night. I mean, that's the way it was in the early days.
There are
baseball,
facts,
right?
There are facts of this.
Those are facts. Look, that was the same way in the early days of the NFL. When the Chiefs first got here, they're practicing at Swope Park, and Len Dawson's doing post-practice interviews for Channel 9 because he had his nighttime job that he had to go to where he was making more money than he was making playing that professional sport. And so I think the athletes that are playing today are the ones that you look back at and you consider who are the best in the sport. It's really funny, though, for me with baseball. There's not much of a debate on who the best player is anymore. I think a lot of people for Shohei Ohtani, and baseball is one of those sports where we debate everything in baseball, right? And in football, you can debate who the greatest NFL player is of all time. You can debate, obviously, in the NBA, who the greatest player is of all time. We do that every July. And then, you know, hockey, you can debate who the greatest player is of all time. I just think when you play now and you're in this era of professional sports, that's where you really are the best. Everybody's faster. Everybody's stronger. Everybody's getting faster. Everybody's getting stronger. Look how many people have gotten to be really, really fast at the wide receiver position since Tyreek Hill. And he's only been around 9 years. And that position has changed. The science that we have, the information that we have right now, all of the stuff that we have today is superior to anything any of these old guys ever played with. And so that's why I look now, because I don't believe, and I shouldn't make a blanket statement, but I'm going to, I don't believe any athlete from the 60s, if you took them in their prime and put them in the game today, I don't know how competitive they would be against the athletes that are out there today. So
without today's training or
Russell would have hung around today's NBA.
Yeah, hell
he's
yeah.
like 7'3".
Yeah, but how good would he have been? I mean, we don't have the 7 footers that much anymore in the NBA. You know,
he
the center
good.
Oh yeah, he would have been good.
Kevin Durant 7 foot.
Yep.
Luca's what, 6'10", 6'11"?
6'7", 6'8". There's a lot of, are you asking how many 7 footers
there
are?
Like, there's not the big center, you know. I mean, that era is, I mean, it's actually coming back, I think, a little bit more now than it was for the last decade or so, where the center was kind of taken out of the game, right? It was more of a fast-paced shoot-to-three type of game. And now you get the big man back in because, oh, wait, it's easier to make a bunch of twos than it is to line up and hit a bunch of threes.
We need more ball balls.
Yeah, we need more ball balls. Bowl.
Yeah.
Bowl.
I like bowl.
Yeah. Bowl, yeah.
Bowls is the second rotation in the garage.
But I also think that when you play today, you got more information. You're sure. Mm-hmm. Like, there were no scouting reports back then or anything. We knew what they were doing. You just kind of went out there and played the game. Now it's so intricate. And Shohei Ohtani, look, he's not a gimmick. He's not a hitter that can pitch every, you know, 17th day out of the bullpen. He's a Cy Young Award candidate. He's an MVP candidate. That's why, for me, he's the greatest baseball player that's ever lived.
Yeah, So he came in the league in 2018, right? And then obviously 2020, there's a shortened year due to the pandemic. I don't know. I also don't think there is a greatest of all time in baseball, if that makes sense.
But is there really a greatest of all time, though, in any sport? Because I was thinking about this.
Tom Brady is in football.
Well,
Michael Jordan is in basketball. Wayne Gretzky is in hockey.
Yeah, but you can make the case there's a whole defensive side of the football.
At the end of the day, at the percentage of those guys' names being considered the GOAT, it will be, I believe, 80% percentile.
But there we go again, though, with the NFL, where anything that's considered like greatest all-time MVP, we always have to go back to the quarterback on that kind of stuff.
It's,
you know,
the most important position in sports.
It is, but just because you were the best quarterback doesn't make you the greatest player of all time. I don't know who the greatest NFL player of all time is. I mean, I would love to see guys who have covered this league for a very long time, some of the old school dudes and broadcasters and whatnot, kind of have that conversation of the greatest of all time. I think people will kind of say Tom Brady initially, then they'll probably probably work in Joe Montana. I think you could work in Lawrence Taylor, you know, into that equation. There were so many game changers over there. I mean, Patrick Mahomes can make a case for the greatest of all time.
I mean, for sure. But like the reason I think the quarterback is because they touch the ball every play. The game is dictated through them.
Yeah.
Like, look at teams in football. The bad teams are bad because of why?
No quarterback. And the good teams are, yeah.
So that's why. Whereas in baseball, like, I firmly believe, this is just me talking, this is not bias, I believe that Bobby Witt Jr. is a better baseball player than Shohei Ohtani. He plays better defense. He has better speed. He has the power, not the power Ohtani has, but he has all the tools. Whereas Ohtani, yes, he pitches, right? And this was the first year where he kind of didn't pitch the full season. Ohtani is great, and Ohtani is fantastic. But if I was starting a franchise today, gun to my head, and I had never been in Kansas City media, I would take Bobby Witt Jr. with the number one overall pick.
Oh, I would take Shohei Ohtani, and I wouldn't think twice. He does both things for you.
And he's 30. He'll be 31 next year. Bobby Witt Jr. is 25.
Yeah, in baseball, it doesn't matter as much with the 30 as it does in the NFL. You look at guys in their 30s.
Well, and not just a position player.
Depends on how you pitch.
And we're seeing the injury happen this year to Ohtani.
Last year. And so he's bounced. No, I'm taking Shohei Ohtani 20 times over 20 over Bobby Witt Jr. The guy's a Cy Young Award winner and an MVP. And you have one guy that gets you a Cy Young Award and an MVP, can play outfield, can pitch, can hit, and do all that. There's nobody that's done it better in Major League Baseball. But he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher. He's not a gimmick pitcher. He's not, we're going to roll you out on a Sunday afternoon. There's nobody better in the history of baseball, in my opinion, than Shohei Ohtani. And I'm taking Shohei Ohtani every single day because he can do both things for me and fill two roster spots with one guy. And when you're going to pay somebody that money, you're essentially getting two players for his salary,
you're paying
too.
Paying a DH and a guy that pitches every fifth day, whereas Bobby Witt Jr. plays 162 games a year, plays shortstop, and hits like insanely well in every sort of category.
Yeah, the pitching is what matters though in the postseason. That's why I'm paying Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, he's the guy. I'm not backing down. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player.
Back down.
No, I'm just saying
he's just
Shohei,
not the greatest baseball player of all time.
Well,
he's literally played. Okay, so he's played eight seasons. He's considered the greatest of all time.
Where he's trending right now? Yeah, absolutely.
So then Mahomes is the greatest football player.
I think
of all
you can start to make the case for that if you wanted to.
You're saying that Ohtani is in eight seasons, so then Mahomes should be considered the greatest of all time.
Well, no, I'm not ready to crown Patrick Mahomes yet. He still needs to get a couple of more rings, and Patrick doesn't play defense. Shohei Ohtani is a two-way player and a dominant two-way player. Nobody else in baseball or sports has done that. We're watching a two-way player in the NFL right now in Travis Hunter, right? I know he's a rookie and all that kind of stuff. But we're watching a two-way player in the NFL be irrelevant on both sides of the ball. That was the number two overall pick. We're watching Shohei Ohtani be a master and a genius and a big-time player in the postseason on both sides of the ball. He hits, he pitches. Nobody else in sports does that. That's what gives Shohei Ohtani the leg up on everybody else, is that he does something that literally nobody else in sports does, and that's dominate as a two-way player.
So you'd say that if he retired today, you'd still say that?
I would. I mean, again, I've not seen anything like this in my lifetime or prior lifetimes, right? Like,
no one has,
right? I mean, you go back to Babe Ruth. That's really the only guy you go back to. I wish baseball was different. Like, I wish we let our pitchers hit. I wish we had that opportunity, because when you play baseball your whole life, the best athlete's the pitcher, the shortstop. He's the same guy, and he's the best hitter as well. And then we get to the big leagues or professional baseball, and then all of a sudden we don't worry about the pitcher hitting anymore. I'd love to see it. Like, I'd like to see Jack Caglione pitch too and see if he could be that two-way player, right? You got to make yourself more valuable and whatnot. But baseball doesn't lend itself to that for obvious reasons. That's why Shohei Ohtani stands out. And again, when you're doing it, and
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not a gimmick, and you're dominating. That's where you really take it to the next level. It's not like, you know, Bartolo Colon hitting a home run. That was kind of a gimmick. Or, you know, the position player coming in and pitching a little bit, like that Brett Phillips guy. That was a gimmick. Shohei Ohtani is not a gimmick. He is a dominating performer on both sides of the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.